The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are so many benefits and excellence for reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. With regard to the significance and virtue of reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated, whoever recites Salat upon me, Durood Sharif, 100 times in the day and night, of a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 needs of the hereafter, and 30 needs related to the world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, before listening to a bayan, let's make good intentions for attaining rewards. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Without good intention, no reward is granted for any good. Number two, the more righteous the intention one makes, the greater the reward he will attain, insha'Allah. So, if we hear like the encouragement to or the recitation of Tubu ilallah, Uzkurullah, Sallu ala al-Habib, etc., one should try and reply loudly with the intention of gaining reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you are seated with some members, family members, loved ones, colleagues, etc., whilst watching this episode, then to recite it loudly with a niyat intention to encourage others, you will also gain reward for that. And we should try to make niyat that after listening to this episode, after listening to this discourse, one should have the intention that I will approach people and I'll try to make individual efforts upon them so that Allah Azza wa Jal will benefit many through this discourse. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward you for your efforts as well. Alhamdulillah, we are carrying on with our topic, Huququllah, Huququl Ibad, many huquqs that are important in a person's life in order for him to become a person that is a true reflection of what a Muslim should be. Today, mainly we're focusing Haqqun Nafs. So what is the right of this nafs that you're supposed to protect so that in itself, in return, it ensures that it fulfills the obligation of fulfilling the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأَمَّا حَقُّ نَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ فَأَنْ تَسْتَوْفِيهَا فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ فَتُؤَدِّي إِلَى لِسَانِكَ حَقَّهُ وَإِلَى سَمْعِكَ حَقَّهُ وَإِلَى بَصَرِكَ حَقَّهُ وَإِلَى يَدِكَ حَقَّهُ وَإِلَى رِجْلِكَ حَقَّهَا وَإِلَى بَطْنِكَ حَقَّهُ وَإِلَى فَرْجِكَ حَقَّهُ وَتَسْتَعِينَ بِاللَّهِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. So they say that the right of the tongue is that you consider it to be noble for obscenity, to regard your tongue, that this tongue is so precious. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me, has favored me, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me a special gift by giving me this tongue. So I will utilize the tongue in fulfilling the rights of Allah. So I'll guard myself against obscenity. And I'll ensure that I will not make my tongue to indulge in the very things that will bring its own downfall, and that thing that will bring its own destruction, that thing by misusing the tongue in a manner that it will not fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the tongue, the right of the tongue is that you consider it is too precious. It was too noble. It is so precious for you to say obscenity, for you to say, to use words which are not good, or accustom it to good so that it remains subservient, it remains observant of the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. By doing so, we have to ensure that it refrains from any meddling in which there is nothing to be gained. We don't let the tongue, or utilize our tongue in things that will bring our own destruction, or let it express, accept goodness. So we are discussing about the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and we are looking at how we can try to bring our nafs into control, how we can try and ensure that we don't fall to the baser desires of our nafs, we don't fall to the traps of shaitan, whereby he uses our nafs to bring our own downfall. As a result, we end up being disobedient to Allah, and we don't fulfill the rights of Allah. Condemning the act of one following your own desires, the whims of the nafs, the desires of the nafs, bad desires of the nafs. Sayyiduna Abu Darda, a Sahabi of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, satisfying the lust of a single moment leads to long grief. That satisfying just a single moment of the naf leads to a long time grief. Undoubtedly, observing a veil with strangers and non-mahram relatives leads to goodness in both ways. Izamir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, in commenting with regard to the importance of veiling our women folk, he says, just imagine, just take an example of just only a woman covering herself, of a woman just making sure that she does not follow the desires of her nafs, she does not follow the baser desires, the evil desires and the whispers of shaitan, simply by veiling herself, simply by ensuring that she covers herself, she is fulfilling the right of Almighty Allah. She fulfills the obligations of Allah, so it leads her to goodness. Undoubtedly, in today's time, informal relationship between men and women could lead extremely to dangerous consequences, as we've had. So, if we ourselves subject ourselves, try our level best, ensure that we strive to the best of our abilities to ensure that we try our utmost best to try and control our nafs as a means to ensure that ourselves are fulfilling the rights of Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal will protect us from many evils. Allah Azza wa Jal will protect us from such disgrace that will fall on us because of having secured and ensuring that we protect our own nafs against its baser desires, against following its evil nature of following the wrong things that makes us not to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Amir Ahl Sunnah, he narrates that Allama Abdul Ra'uf Manawi alayhi rahmatul qawi has made the following comment about this blessed, about the hadith, that whenever a woman is alone with a strange man, This is a welcome opportunity for the devil. Some people these days, Muslims, have drifted away from Islamic knowledge, falling into the deep abyss of ignorance. We see all around us, there's so many things that enlighten us and enriches us with knowledge. But if you look around us, when it comes to the commission of sins, in today's time, it is as if we are living the age of ignorance. It is as if, once again, we are back to ayami jahiliyyah because of following our baser desires. So Amir al-Sunnah said, it is of extremely importance that we remember Allah and that we absolutely prevent ourselves from following the baser desires, and that we make sure that whatever excuses the evil nafs orders us to do, we don't follow those demands of the nafs. We ensure that, just like we so much desire, for example, for food, we make sure that we try our level best to get the food that is so tasty, is so good to us. In the same way, we should seek those means that will enable us to make sure that the nafs does not command us, does not lead us into the traps of shaitan, whereby we do not fulfill the rights of Allah. And we ensure that ourselves are on the right track by ensuring that we fulfill the rights of Allah, we fulfill the hukukullah, we follow the teachings of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we mold ourselves with the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will enable us that each and every moment of our life, that there is that fear of that I do not want to fall into the traps of shaitan, and end result, I don't fulfill the rights of Allah. We took that pledge that we'll obey Allah, and we will worship Allah, and we'll follow the commandments of Allah, we'll ensure that we follow the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we decorate our lives with the characteristics of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful character, and we mold ourselves as much as possible according to the manner in which he lived his life in this world, so that we can fulfill the rights of Allah. Nobody has ever fulfilled the rights of Allah like our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua to Almighty Allah azza wa jalla to enable us that inshallah we'll be able to fulfill the rights of Allah by controlling our nafs. Ameen, bijahi nabiyyi al-ameen, wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.